I think I read that you guys went to the, I think there was a youth protest in Galesburg, and there was one in Monmouth a week or two ago, and you attended that, and I guess what did you see in those events that made you think that this is something that we would like to organize?
Both of the ones I went to were pretty much organized and led by people around my age, and I've been pretty much watching this whole thing happen throughout my life, and nothing has really changed. And seeing that other people my age could help make a difference, I wanted to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty much just like, well, I'm going to organize my own, and I'm going to, you know, help make a difference in the world.
And how old are you guys, Anne and Ruby?
I am 14.
I'm 15.
Okay, so that is pretty young. Do you guys feel, I guess, are you normally what you'd call politically active, watching the news and being involved in that sort of thing? Or is this sort of thing unusual for you? A couple years ago, did you think you'd maybe be organizing a protest?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I think a few years ago, if you asked me if I would ever do something like this, I probably would have told you no.
Mm-hmm.
But
recently has changed our minds.
Yeah.
You've seen things or experienced things that have changed your mind.
Yeah.
Would that have anything to do with, the video of George Floyd in Minnesota? Is that fair to say that was a big part?
That was definitely a huge
part,
a huge impact on my thinking and my view of the world.
Sure.
It definitely put a lot of things in perspective for me.
So when you guys decided you wanted to do a youth protest in Monmouth, where did you start? Did you get old Jake? How did you get involved with this?
Well, I have known Anna for a while, and I am a teacher, so anytime a kid comes to me, a student comes to me and asks, can I put this into motion? I have this idea. I love to hear about it. I love to help them. I have some resources that maybe they don't have as young people.
Sure.
So I can steer them in the right direction. But really, Anna and Ruby were both at some of the same protests as me.
Yeah.
In Galesburg and Monmouth. And they saw, like Ruby said, that they were organized and led by the youth. And I'm a big supporter of that. I think that the youth should speak up more, and I think adults should listen to them more because they have amazing ideas. And I think with some adults thinking that students or kids don't know enough about a topic, or that, you know, maybe their ideas are not valid, that's just not the case with me. I think the opposite. So they asked me if I could help promote it, and I've really just kind of given them the tools to be able to come up with their own ideas, and I'm just trying to help them put them into motion.
Yeah, because what you said made me think that this whole topic, you know, the term Black Lives Matter, a lot of these protests are very controversial. Some people get really upset with different ideas around it that might be complicated, but Jake, it sounds like you're saying that this is kind of an attempt almost to uncomplicate the issue somewhat. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I think there's nothing controversial about Black Lives Matter, in my opinion. I think that it's a position that, if you really think about it, Black Lives Matter. So Black people in this country do matter to me, to these girls, to many, many people, but unfortunately they don't matter to some people. So us getting together and continuing this conversation is a chance for some of the people who don't totally understand what this is all about to come out, listen to these kids speak. We've got some amazing young speakers lined up at this event who are really passionate about this, and they can talk about their own experiences. Whether they're a person of color or even a white person can give their perspective too. So I think if you come out and you truly listen and you see what we're all about in person, it's pretty powerful. I think that it could move the topic, like you said, to a more uncomplicated place. Mm-hmm. I think people just need to take the time and do the hard work, and we can get there. But that's what we've got so far.
And Ruby, you don't have to tell us what you're going to say if you know, but what do you think about when you're getting ready to make a speech like this? Like, what kind of things do you want people to hear or know about?
Well, it's kind of a lot, and I don't really have it all figured out at the moment.
That's okay.
But I just want to get the point across that, one, us as teenagers and young adults can organize something like this and speak up and be able to be mature about it and mm-hmm. talk about it. And I think I really want to get the point across that we are the future of this country, and mm-hmm. we need to be listened to. I think we have opinions that a lot of people don't really pay attention to because we're young, but we do pay attention to the things in the world, and we do form opinions on it that do matter
mm-hmm.
and that will matter in the future.
Oh, definitely.
And I also want to talk more about the whole Black Lives Matter movement and why it is so important
mm-hmm.
and just encourage so many other people to be a part of it and help make a difference in the world.
Sure. And I saw that you guys you've talked to Monmouth Police, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, you know, this is lest anybody think this is going to get unruly or anything, doesn't seem to be likely at all, because the Monmouth Police are very much supportive of this, and I think they were supportive of the other protest in Monmouth mm-hmm. and but when you guys, did you have a chance to talk with them at all about this issue, or did you have any, say anything to them, or did they say anything to you about what you're doing?
We didn't really talk about it in depth,
sure.
But they were very supportive of the whole thing and just helping us get this organized and be able to do this.
Well, that must make you feel good that you have the support of, local police.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely supported I went with them to meet with the police, and they were supportive of the girls' plans. They know it's a Black Lives Matter protest, mm-hmm. and they were supportive of the last protest a few weeks ago, which we really appreciate. I think that it's important that young people and all people in a community have the right to get together and speak out and use their voices and not feel like it's going to get out of hand in any way. The police are on board, and the girls purposely put in the when they named their event that it is a peaceful protest. So mm-hmm. there's no plans for it to get out of hand. And I think if anybody's worried about that coming out, they shouldn't be, because we've been to these protests in Monmouth and Galesburg,
yeah.
and they've been nothing but love and peace and really powerful events that can really truly make a change.
So if people want to check out the protest or participate, what should they do? Where should they go, and when?
So we have a Facebook event that is called Young Voices of Monmouth, a youth-led peaceful protest for Black Lives Matter. I know that's a long title, but if you just search Young Voices of Monmouth, you'll find it. But it is going to be held this Saturday, the 27th, from 5 to 6 p.m. And Ruby, you want to talk about how it's going to be organized?
So we're going to meet on the square, and me and a few other people around my age are going to speak on the movement, and then we're going to march around, like, the courthouse and the library and stuff like that, and then go back to the square
mm-hmm.
and wrap it all up. And then I think we were what we were wanting to do is circle around the square so and hold our signs up so that any cars or people driving or walking by can see them and just see how powerful it is.
Sure. Anything else that people should know about the protest or what you guys are trying to accomplish before we wrap things up?
I think today it's worth noting that it's been only 1 month to the day of George Floyd's killing. So the reason why these girls are doing what they're doing is to keep this conversation going. I know that the video of George Floyd is a very it's a big thing in this movement right now because it's kind of where this conversation picked back up. Mm-hmm. Like Ruby said earlier, it's something that we've been seeing for many, many years, and nothing's been done about it. So it has only been 1 month, and I think people need to remember that a month is not long enough for change to actually have happened. We've seen some good changes in that amount of time, but we need to keep talking about it. That's why we need people to come out to the protest. We need people to keep talking about it with their families and have the tough conversations with each other to really think about what can we actually do this time differently so that something like what happened to George Floyd will never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Jake, Anna, and Ruby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.